The White Plague by Frank Herbert. Narrated by Scott Brick. Copyright 1982 by Herbert Properties, LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Herbert Properties, LLC and the Trident Media Group, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Precede. There's a lust for power in the Irish, as there is in every people, a lusting after the ascendancy where you can tell others how to behave. It has a peculiar shape with the Irish, though. It comes of having lost our ancient ways, the simpler laws, the wrath and the family at the core of society. Romanized governments dismay us. They always resolve themselves into widely separated ascendants and subjects, the latter being more numerous than the former, of course. Sometimes it's done with great subtlety, as it was in America, the slow accumulations of power, law upon law, and all of it manipulated by an elite whose monopoly it is to understand the private language of injustice. Do not blame the ascendants. Such separation requires docile subjects as well. This may be the lot of any government, Marxist Russians included. There's a peculiar human susceptibility you see when you look at the Soviets, them building an almost exact copy of the Tsarist regimes. The same paranoia, the same secret police, the same untouchable military, and the murder squads, the Siberian death camps, the lid of terror on creative imagination, deportation for the ones who cannot be killed off or bought off.